After listening to that encouraging word, I'm very glad of the scripture that says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." So there must be someone out there, perhaps in this room, that has not accepted the Lord Jesus as their Savior. So I would, in the few minutes that I have here, I would like to turn to the Gospel of John, which we've been enjoying. And there's a couple of verses that I would like to share with each in this room. Very simple verses, but I would like to just make a few brief comments on just a couple of phrases and a couple of verses. In John's Gospel, chapter 15 and verse 20, I'd like to look at the first few words there. It says, "Remember the word that I said unto you." Remember the word that I said unto you. Now, each one of us in this room here have had the privilege of sitting under the sound of the Word of God. And as we have just heard, the Word of God, as we know, was quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And we know that heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will never pass away. And we've heard an awful lot of words, each one of us here, have we not, this weekend. I don't know what each one in this room is going to remember about some of the words that they have heard. As we've just heard, some of the words may have been discouraging for us. Some of them, and I pray the word that we've heard here will be an encouragement for each one of us when we leave this place here and go back to where we came from to carry on in our daily task. But as we think of words, you know, someone asked me to take a gospel, and I was talking to them, and they turned to me, and I looked at the sheet, and I said to this brother, I said, it looks like there was an error made on this little sheet that you had here. Being from Canada, I'd never seen a 15-minute gospel before. And he looked at me and he said, this is the last meeting. And he said, we always like to send everyone away encouraged. Isn't it nice that we can do that, eh? Isn't it? The gospel is nice. The gospel really is good news with a victory. And each one of us that are Christians can go away knowing that we have a victory. Thanks be unto God that give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope that the words that each one of us have heard here this weekend is going to be an encouragement for us. And I hope the word that I have is an encouragement. It's wonderful to take a gospel, because after it's over, you have the wonderful feeling that you've just presented someone to somebody, something to someone, that the Spirit of God can take that word, as it's just been explained to us, and then God giveth the increase. But I think it's nice to remember the word that I've spoken unto you. These words were spoken by the Lord Jesus. And I think it's very important, I believe it's very important, I shouldn't say I think, I believe it's very important that we realize that the Word of God and the Lord Jesus go side by side, synonymous. So as we're presenting the Word of God, God's Word to somebody, because we know John's Gospel starts out by saying, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so the Lord Jesus and the Word of God go together. And so I just thought I'd open up with those few words. And as we get down our little chapter here, there's just another little phrase that I'd like to just speak about. As I say, we've all heard so many words this weekend, but maybe there's a verse, maybe there's something that we can take home with us that'll encourage us to witness for the Lord Jesus and be a light shining for Him in this dark world. Because that's what He was, as we've heard. I am the light of the world. But the next phrase I'd like to look at here is in verse 22. And I really enjoy that little part of verse 22. If I had not come. Have any of us ever thought of that? What would happen if the Lord Jesus had not come? Could we imagine what this world would be like? We would have no occasion to do what a lot of the professing Christendom did yesterday, celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus. Now, we know He was born sometime, but we don't know the exact date, but imagine if He didn't come. There'd be no opportunity to have joy in this world. Many great people have been born in this world, but what a disappointment they've been. What a disappointment. So, as we see the Lord Jesus down here, when He came down here, the good example. And isn't that something else that we have? Christ has suffered for us, leaving us an example to follow. So when the Lord Jesus came here, when He came, just think of the things that He did that we carry on today if He had not come. It was pointed out there about that man outside. He was given some food. And he was given an invitation to come into the gospel here. Who started that? I believe it was the Lord Jesus. Wasn't He the one that followed Him for the loaves and the fishes? Did He deny them just because they didn't believe in Him? No, He didn't. And look at the many stores. Look at the many places that are out there today that have kitchens, soup kitchens as they call them, Goodwills, Red Crosses, that carry on these traditions, you might say, that the Lord Jesus was one that perhaps I could say started those. He was the one that did all that. He gave sight to the blind, speech for those that were deaf that couldn't speak. Those that couldn't walk, He'd help them out. Hospitals. So we see many things that if I had not come, what would have not been done? We even think we had a privilege a few weeks ago to go to a marriage. Wonderful, isn't it? To think young people here can look forward to get married, to think that the Lord Jesus was at a marriage. Oh, how He sanctions things and how important it is to see what He did if I had not come. But you know, the Lord Jesus, when he was down here, there was many things he instituted that were carried on by Christians, as we see in the book of Acts. There was many things that are carried on today that he did, and they're good in themselves. And we should be very, very thankful for them. And we should try and carry them out as fellow believers. But you know, as we go on in that verse, we have to say that one thing that he did do, it says, but now have they no cloak for their sin. If there was one thing the Lord Jesus did in his life, it was bring out the sinful nature, the sinfulness in man. Oh, how terrible each one of us are. Each one of us are sinners by nature and by practice. And you know, as you look at the Gospel of John, I believe primarily the Gospel of John is not the sin of man, which is true in itself, but it's the sin of rejecting the Lord Jesus as the perfect man down here as he was walking through this earth. And we think of what he did when he was down here, how he was the perfect one that displayed God, his Father. And as we look over in a previous verses there, I just like to look over in a couple of verses that the Lord Jesus could say, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And that's John chapter 12 and verse 49. Well, it's wonderful, is it not, to see the Lord Jesus come here, down here, and could say those words, if I had not come, and show what man was like and reveal man's true condition, and we see his heart. But wouldn't it be sad in this gospel meeting, and as Sam was pointing out, that if we had to stop there. If we just had to stop and I had to sit down. But let's go on in a little verse, a couple of verses down, in verse 24, it said, if I had not done among them the works which none other man did. If I had not done. Oh, his pathway was perfect down here. Everything he did was perfect. It was a sweet smelling savor going up to God. He could have left this world in the same state he found it and went back to glory, and he would have glorified God completely. But oh, you and I would still be sitting here in our sins. We'd have no hope. We'd be without God in this world. But look what he said, if I had not done. Oh, here was this one that went to that cross of Calvary. And there he suffered, the just one, for us the unjust. And what a wonderful position each one of us have been brought into. If we put our trust in him, we can have our sins forgiven. We can have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace that was never known until that blessed one came down here and died on that cross of Calvary. And each one of us here, if we're truthful in this room, have to admit that we're all sinners. We've all come short of the glory of God. Each one of us has to be saved. None of us can get to heaven on our own. The only way we can get to heaven is believing in the finished work of the Lord Jesus that he accomplished there on that cross of Calvary. He did it alone. Alone he bare the cross. Alone its guilt sustained. He did it all by himself. When we think of him there on that cross of Calvary there, we read a little this morning of the sufferings that he went through. But oh, when we think of those 3 hours of darkness, when each one of us, I pray, can say he bore my sins in his own body on the tree. And the Gospel of John is such a comforting gospel, because we read towards the end there in the 19th chapter, we read, and when he came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, a soldier pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And we know that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Oh, we read how the Lord Jesus could say to these ones here that now they have no cloak for their sin. But each one of us now can say that we're covered. Our sins are washed away in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can enjoy those words that he uttered on that cross, one of those seven last utterances that he had in the Gospel of John here, when he can say those words, "It is finished." Oh, how each one of us are familiar with the very simple wording that we find in the Scriptures. How we find that John's Gospel is so simple, every one of us can understand those words, "It is finished." There's nothing left to do. All you have to do is have repentance towards God, faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Just believe what he accomplished there on that cross of Calvary. Put your trust in him, and you can go away completely knowing that you're fit for heaven. And as we look on in our chapter, I just like to say in verse 26 that the Lord Jesus, when he finished that work, he came. If I had not come, if I had not done. But then we find in verse 26, it says, when the Comforter has come. Isn't it nice to look at these verses and see the past tense in them all? The Lord Jesus would say, done. To him it was finished. To God it was already looked at as done. He was that Lamb foreordained before the foundation of the world. And now we have the Comforter down here that guide and directs, as it's been pointed out here. We have the Comforter. We just have to remember it's the Word of God. It's the Spirit of God that we speak to somebody. Oh, how easy it is to take one verse and just speak to somebody. Thy word shall find an entrance into my heart. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And we as believers, we have the Comforter now present. The Lord hasn't left us comfortless. He's left us with the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And if we use those two together and read it faithfully, how encouraged each one of us can be as we leave here today for the short time that we have had over the Word of God and enjoying what was spoken to us, the faithful ministry that's been here, but realizing, as it says, remember the words that I said. If I had not come, if I had not done, the Comforter is now come. What comforting words these are, and surely as we've just been hearing, we can go and witness to many in this world, in a lost, perishing world, about the Lord Jesus and what he has done for us and how it should flow from us and go to those that are all around us. Our God and our Father, we would thank thee again for another opportunity to proclaim that good news of salvation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And we know in this room here, there's only two classes of people, saved sinners and lost sinners. And we just pray that none will leave this room, Lord Jesus, knowing thee not as their own personal Lord and Savior. So we just pray that they'll just bless thy word that has gone forth this weekend. And pray it'll be an encouragement to each one of us here. We ask for this now, Lord Jesus, in thy worthy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.